You're listening to SBS News.
They bulldozed 140 acres down and just killed all of their koalas.
It's the video that sparked public outrage. Helen Oakley posted a shaky, harrowing video online after she says she found numerous dead and injured koalas on privately held land in southwest Victoria after it had been cleared.
I was finding dead koalas that had their heads in limbs. I found live koalas with broken arms.
So far, authorities put the death toll at 40. The tract of land that held the blue gum plantation has been seized by the conservation regulator, establishing a triage unit on site to treat and relocate surviving koalas. Victorian Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says she's appalled.
I'm absolutely angry with the information that's come through and what has been a very devastating event. That has impacted a number of koalas in the Portland region.
An investigation is now underway on allegations koalas have been starved and injured from timber harvesting. The land was logged late last year by Southwest Fibre. The company's Rob Hadler denies any wrongdoing.
When we left, the 72 koalas that were on that property were fully secure. They were identified during the process, they were protected, the trees they were on were quarantined from logging.
In 2017, the state government introduced new regulations to protect koalas during blue gum harvesting, mandating that plantations in southwest Victoria must have authorisation, they're required to employ koala spotters, and any tree containing a koala must be left, as well as trees surrounding it. The landowner told SBS the number of deaths have been overstated, that most koalas were old and struggling to survive due to overpopulation, and he did not seek to kill koalas, stating, "I'm not a killer, I'm a farmer, we care too." Animal rights groups are calling for a statewide audit on the operations of all plantation companies. Wildlife Victoria CEO Dr. Megan Davidson says this incident is likely one of many.
Often this is done just out of sight, no one sees, no one tells, and I suspect that there's a lot of cruelty that it simply goes unreported.
The Victorian Chief Conservation Regulator Kate Gavins says timber harvesting activities are being reviewed following the decimation of native animals by recent bushfire activity.
To understand what that means in terms of taking a precautionary approach to timber harvesting, both in those areas and across the state, that information is of course continuing to emerge.
Wildlife groups are caring for more than 60 koalas rescued from the Portland site, as well as many orphan joeys. Not all are expected to survive. Abby Dinham, SBS News.